shine. Rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break with Sip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And the Lincoln Journal Star's Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Sip and Jake, sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Early Break. Fun show so far. You got the podcast at theticketfm.com. A lot of discussion on Brian Kelly going to LSU. The news of the day yesterday. We'll see who Notre Dame replaces him with. You and I believe probably either Luke Fickell or Matt Campbell. And then if not, if Fickell goes to Notre Dame, Campbell maybe to Oklahoma in your dream world there. Is that your dream?
That's not my dream. Is that the Sipple dream? I think that makes sense. Campbell to Oklahoma makes a ton of sense to me. And there's not that many. I mean, did you hear anything about Bob Stoops, what he's thinking yesterday? Anything like that?
Bob Stoops sounds like this will be not a permanent situation for him at Oklahoma.
Right.
He's going to fill in for the bowl game, and then he's going to go his merry way.
And again, I think that's all about Bob Stoops understanding, really, at age 61, do I want to dive into that SEC world?
Okay, hypothetically, if they were staying in the Big 12, does Bob Stoops take that job and keep it?
I don't know. I don't even think then he would either.
Better chance, though.
Better chance. Yeah, you are not. You and I think we're on the
Bob
same
Stoops
page.
To go back there.
I think we're on the same page here. That Oklahoma job and the way you view it is profoundly affected by that SEC move. Of course it is. But we're saying in a negative way.
Yeah.
Now, some people could spin that and say, no, it's a positive way. Better competition, more prestige.
Harder to
more
win.
More money. Your program got richer by going into the SEC. So there's positives. We have to acknowledge.
It got richer, but it probably became poorer in terms of your wins.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, we have to acknowledge, though, the positives of Oklahoma joining the SEC. Different teams coming into your stadium. I mean, Georgia's coming in now.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. Alabama, Ole Miss.
You like losing a lot, but.
Well, they might not lose if they get the right coach. It's what we're talking about mainly is a recruiting discussion, right? It's dirty.
Recruiting's going to be tough. Yeah, I mean,
it's dirty in the SEC.
Of course it is.
Yeah. And, you know, it's more brazenly dirty. And that's what some guys don't. I think maybe Lincoln Riley had a hard time with that reconciling, diving into that very cutthroat world that is the SEC. LSU is very cutthroat, okay? I mean, that's a really hard job that Brian Kelly just took, but $15 million really smooths out a lot of those rough edges. I mean, it's easier to deal with difficult boosters when you're making $15 million a year. Right? I mean, that's a huge number, Jake. And it makes everything a little easier to deal with, I would think.
Let me ask you this. If you had to, so Brian Kelly left for LSU. If you had to tell me without knowing any of that, if I asked you just on a regular day with no carousel going on.
Okay.
Sip, what's the better football job, LSU or Notre Dame? What would you respond with? What is the better job of those two?
That's a good question. I mean, I'm leaning towards Notre Dame.
I am as well.
Yeah. I'm a hard lean towards Notre Dame because of what I established about the SEC being a den of vipers and LSU being a card-carrying member of the den of vipers, being this place where it's a tough booster world, where if you go 9-4, you're going to get fired. Probably.
It's also more of an iconic job than LSU.
Notre Dame is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a better job, and it's more iconic for sure.
Yeah. Now, what I thought you were going to ask me is if things were a little more quote-unquote normal in college football, what would you expect? What would you expect a normal salary for Brian Kelly to be at Notre Dame? Would he eclipse Nick Saban by $6 million? No. I would say I would say a normal salary for those that don't think, for those that still don't think Mel Tucker affected this salary climate, what would you say a normal salary for Brian Kelly at Notre Dame would be? They're not going to pay him more than Nick Saban if they didn't have to.
No, I
if Mel Tucker wouldn't have came along, they were going to pay him probably about $8.5 million.
Yeah, I think eight's about the number. Eight.
Instead, he doubled it. I mean, he would have gotten, and he may not even have taken the job at $8 million, right? I mean, there's no way that you were going to pay him more than Nick Saban under normal circumstances. Nick Saban's making $9.7 million and change. If the Tucker situation wouldn't have come along, you would have looked at the LSU job and said they're going to probably pay 8.5 or something like that, yeah. Which is a big number.
It's still a lot of money.
Yeah, it's a huge number.
That's still a lot.
Yeah, but it's not a big number now.
No, it's been double basically. 15. It cannot.
Did you see that?
It cannot be stated enough. $15 million per season. For Brian Kelly.
If LSU would have had the temerity before the Tucker situation came along, just remove that. If LSU would have had the temerity to pay Brian Kelly $9.7 million and say, we're going to match what Saban's making, it would have raised eyebrows. Wait a second. Saban's won 6 national titles. You're going to pay Brian Kelly what the king is making? That would have raised your eyebrows.
Yeah.
Well, what $15 million does is just, it's made a mockery of the whole situation.
We're heading into an off season. These next few months, we're going to start seeing Nick Saban agrees to an extension,
$19 million,
doubles his salary. Oh, 9.6 was a lot. 9.7 was a lot, but now I'm making $19 million. Everything's great.
Wait, don't
now.
You have to? Isn't Alabama obligated to do it almost now?
I don't know how you could unless Saban says I don't need it. If he's saying, you know,
coaches won't like that if a coach does that.
I don't need it if he says that.
Yeah, they wouldn't like that. What are you doing, Saban? I mean, come on, drive the market up. I mean, we don't have any job security. Let's get what we can.
He might say, guys, $19 million is a little bit ridiculous. He'd say, can we just slow down for a second?
Well, don't you think $15 million is ridiculous?
It is. Like, where does this go to eventually? Like, is this just the start of more insane numbers year after year after year?
People are going to say it's not insane. I don't know how they can say it. I don't get it. I don't know why people have that take, but they do.
And think about this. Now that we can, you know,
Money's just not. It's people talk about it anymore like it's this. I don't know that it's not real. I mean, money's still a real thing, right? It's not a concept. Money's not a concept. It's real.
They're going to get this money.
Right, yeah. Exactly. It's really weird.
Like, think about this now with the way things are going. If Scott Frost had his salary reduced to $4 million a year, is that right?
Yes.
Next year?
He did.
So, okay.
He's in the poorhouse.
Now, let's say that next year, you know, they get the right staff. It clicks. The quarterback, whoever it is, it works. And Nebraska goes from 3-9 to
what?
Division title.
Yeah.
But this is, again, a crazy hypothetical.
That's not that crazy. I mean.
Yeah. You know, as I pointed out in the rundown, Michigan State 2016 went 3-9. The next year went 10-3.
Right.
2019, Northwestern went 3-9. The next year, they went 7-2 to the Big Ten West title. It can happen. Like, this team is not horrible. So let's say that they figured the defensive staff stays all around. They don't go anywhere. They get better. The offense figures it out, and they find a way to close games. And here's Nebraska from 3-9 to 10-2.
Okay,
I know this is a dream.
I know where you're going. Go.
where does the money go then for Scott Frost? You know, if you see guys making $15 million, I just won the Big Ten West. I finally did it. Now maybe we're on the right track here.
Well, all you have to do is, if your Frost is agent, is say Mel Tucker.
Yep.
Mel Tucker was 2-5 in 2020. Okay. Let's just go back. Mel Tucker, 2019, 2020. Mel Tucker was 5-7 at Colorado in 2019. In 2020, he was 2-5. That's it. This is his head coaching tenure. 5-7, 1 year at Colorado. 2020, 2-5. Now, 2021, hit it big, 10 and 2. Bam. Gets, what's he going to get, $10 million a year. So why would Frost be out of bounds by saying in that scenario, I went from 3-9 to 10-2. Where's my $10 million? Why would that be out of bounds in the Mel Tucker
context? Yeah, well, the Mel Tucker thing has really affected all of this.
Yeah, why would that be out of bounds at all for him to do that? His coaching resume is stronger than Mel Tucker's at that point because he can go to UCF and say, I went undefeated yep. one year. Mel Tucker never went undefeated anywhere, right? Yeah, it is.
When this Mel Tucker stuff happened, we knew this was going to affect things, and it's affecting it in
Bam,
a huge
quickly.
Way. Yeah, right away.
Quickly. And you're right. Frost would say, "Now wait, the market's changed. He could easily go from $4 million to $8 million, easily.
Could double, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That again, that you have to ask, where are all of these contracts headed? Is it going to be just stupid here soon?
Well, I mean,
just,
what do you mean here soon? I think it's upon us. I mean,
why, like, this is already crazy, but does it keep going up? Is this the top of the market? Does it go back down? Things rarely go back down when it comes to money in sports, especially.
Yeah, USC is fortunate in that they're a private institution, and we may not learn what Lincoln Riley's getting. I wonder what our reaction would be to that. I mean, I wonder what it is. I imagine it's exorbitant. I'd like to see it, but I don't know that we'll ever see it, what he's making exactly.
Like, just imagine here. Let's say, you know, Dabo wants more money at Clemson.
I forgot about Dabo.
And,
yeah.
And they're saying, we're not going to pay you $16 million, man. That's crazy. He says, well, I'm going to start looking elsewhere then. I'm
well,
open.
Well, now that's where...
here
now,
comes someone to pay $16 million to Dabo.
How many people can pay it? Now, that's another difficult part of the conversation, that college football is in a bit of a fix. There's not that many places that can pay that money. I don't think.
I don't think so. Who could pay $16 million a year for your coach plus the assistant pool, which is going to have to be a lot too to get the right guys in there?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Right? I mean, you're right. Talking about if that kind of money's out there, you're talking about probably an assistant pool of, what's $5 to $6 million per
yes,
year?
Yeah, yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah, Michigan State's assistant pool is $7 million.
$7 million. Okay, so probably more than that.
Now, think about
in my scenario.
Now, think about an assistant pool at $7 million plus. All those guys are making at least $750,000 a year at that point, right?
Yeah.
$750,000.
That's a lot.
Yeah, for running backs?
Yeah,
coach?
I know.
I mean, come on.
464-5685, call or text as always. The Skur Swami says, Michigan State is now my most hated team in college football. Total idiots for ruining everything.
Well, I mean, I'm kind of, I can't lie, I'm kind of like that too. I've automatically started cheering against them.
Yeah, they ruined it all. They set the market. I know some people don't believe that, but they did. Of course, people okay. compare in this industry.
Okay, this is Dan Walken of USA Today. And this is part of a column, and it's good. He's talking about Brian Kelly and what he's commanded salary-wise now at LSU. He says this, Jake. The larger story here is about a sport, college football, that is speeding toward the edge of an economic cliff while functioning in a manner that fundamentally devalues its core product. No other sport does this. This is interesting, Jake.
Okay.
Dan Walken writes, no other sport does what college football is doing right now. The Minnesota Vikings can't afford to double Bill Belichick's salary while he's getting ready for the Super Bowl. In professional sports, there are contracts and consequences. In college sports, the culture of agents running roughshod over athletic directors has led to a gradual acceptance of the idea that the agents can do whatever they want, renegotiate contracts whenever they want, and coaches can change jobs at will regardless of what it says on a piece of paper. See, it's interesting, isn't it? It's spiraling. There's going to be consequences that we don't know about. I mean, but one consequence is right in your backyard. You gave a great example. If Frost does what some other coaches have done recently and goes from 3-9 to division title, that contract is he can't make $4 million a year at that, or $5 million a year at that point. His, I don't even know if he has an agent, but whoever's representing him has to go to the AD and say, it's really not fair. I mean, we need more stability here. $5 million a year. When these guys are making this for doing less, that doesn't fly. That's just the way it is. It's going to come to our backyard one way or another.
I know.
I mean, if Nebraska is going to have to hire a coach next year, this conversation is not going away.
Yeah, think about that. Yeah, if Frost is gone.
And you want to get a big-time coach? Well, you're going to be – now the conversation has gone from, hey, Sip, you think we can pay – you think we would pay $7 million a year? Well, yeah, you better. I mean,
that's the big story. This 48-hour cycle has changed everything for Nebraska.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Trev Alberts is. I mean, you gotta get your boosters ready. I mean,
if Scott Frost fails next year, you are gonna have to pay an astronomical amount of money to get the next guy here.
Depending on who you go after, right?
If you want a big name, pay him.
Yeah. Now, you could maybe say even a not-so-big name is going to command a lot of money.
Sure they are. That's where the market's at. Yeah, yeah, it's the market, and it's Nebraska. Yeah. Big Ten.
Yeah, $5 million is not happening.
Yeah, $5 million is tiny now.
Yeah, $5 million is nothing
right now. Think about that. We thought that was huge for Frost. That's tiny now. In a matter of 4 years, that's gone from pretty impressive to...
Paltry.
Paltry, yeah.
It is. Let's just say it what it is. I mean... $5 million now for a great coach ain't happening. That's not happening. Now, what does the MAC do? What does the Sun Belt do?
You are killing them.
Killing them.
And maybe this is the goal of the playoff era, is just continue to kill the group of five. Yeah. It's power five, baby. That's what it is. And if that's the goal here, then it appears you're doing a pretty good job of making this impossible for the little guys to compete.
Right. And that conversation's alive. It's been out there, and now it's just more profound. Now, here's the question. Are we making a mountain out of a molehill?
This is a good example here. I was about to get to this, but I'm glad Jordan said it. We'll get to Zach on the phones in a second. Jordan says this. Guys, just because you can spend money doesn't mean you're getting a winner for sure or you're going to be successful. Frost is an example of spending well but with not much results. No guarantee that if Riley and Kelly will win more than their predecessors.
Oh, no doubt about that. No doubt about it. The money doesn't guarantee anything.
It does not.
But it's not a conceptual. Money is not conceptual. Whether they're successful or not, they still got to be paid. Right? And that, by the way, that raises a whole nother issue to me. When you're paying a guy $15 million, how much does that diminish his hunger a little bit?
Probably.
What does it mean if you get fired when you're making that much money?
You get a buyout in there? You get that kind of money? Yeah, sure. Right. Okay, fire me. My bad. Yeah. Sorry it didn't work out.
Yeah, and don't think that's not. Yeah. I mean, that's a conversation.
Also,
a
great point before to Zach. You know, and all the stuff this affects, when you pay this, when you have this much money going into a head coach and the assistant salary pool, everything at the stadium goes up too. All prices go up to try to balance this out, right?
I think
we're in an era where people are not going to games anymore because it's
it's so weird. You're right. That's
and
a good
now
point.
It's going to be more expensive to go. Say, all right, I'm not going then. So you have this expensive coach. You raise the ticket prices. People already aren't going to games across the nation because of COVID and also just the fact it's not very comfortable compared to your TV at your house. Mm-hmm. Like we're heading into a very
dangerous.
It's a dangerous situation. Very dangerous.
I think so. I don't. Again, is anybody telling us to slow our roll?
No. Just Jordan saying you're not guaranteed to see results.
No, for sure you're not guaranteed.
The money
to see
does
results.
Not guarantee anything.
Let's see what Zach has.
It's gonna call from Zach. You're on early break. Go ahead.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good. Thanks for calling, Zach.
Yeah, I was just thinking. When is this gonna start trickling down and affecting coordinators? I don't know what the highest salary.
It will.
For a coordinator in the nation, but I mean, are we going to start seeing, $3-4 million defensive coordinators?
Yes.
You know, I have a feeling it's going to start trickling down there. And that being said, I don't know if you guys have talked about it at all, but with all the coaching openings, all these jobs opening up, what's the concern level of Chenander maybe taking something?
Oh, yeah.
If there's anyone we need to retain, that's the guy you need to start paying money.
Right.
Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Thank you, Zach.
Great call.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. How could you, if you're a Michigan State coordinator and you're calling the plays and it's your unit, and you look at your head coach making $10 million a year, why wouldn't you say, wait a second.
Hang on. Yeah.
I must be worth five.
It's a coordinator.
Right? Right?
Well, you're not wrong, but that's where we're headed right now.
Right. Like, coordinators are going to make more
what's
money.
What's a coordinator for a head coach making $15 million in Brian Kelly? What's his OC going to make?
Well, yeah. You
three?
Yeah. Okay. And I want to tell you this, and I know this. All right. Now, listen. I know this. There was a couple years ago, I had a conversation with an agent, and I don't need to say who, but he asked me what I thought at the time was a strange question, and it was, how is Scott's wife's relationship with the rest of the coach wise? I was like, why are you asking me that? And he goes, because in college football now, because the head coaches make so much more money than the assistants, there's a natural sort of gap between the head coach and his family and the rest of the families, because they're on such another financial plane. But those relationships between the head coach and the assistants are important still, right?
Yes.
But so that question that Zach asked is definitely a question that's thought about in the college football world. The gap between the head coach and the assistants, if it's too wide, that can create issues.
Sure it can.
I mean, it does. That was 3 years ago or 2 years ago I was asked that question. That question seems more relevant today, right? I thought it was a strange question
I think it's a fair question.
Yeah, at the time I thought, why? That, of all the questions you could ask me, that's what you're asking me? But it makes sense to me. And now, think about it. Like, if you're Brian Kelly making $15 million a year and you're paying your running backs coach $750,000 looks like nothing, right?
But it's a lot. But
and what if you have a running back who's an All-American and you're giving it to him 30 times a game? Man, hey, coach, wait a second. You're really leaning on me and you're making $15 million. Now, it seems strange in a way to have these conversations, but That contract of Kelly, the contract of Tucker, now the contract of Kelly, is going to create awkward conversations, because money is not a concept. It's real. Okay? It's not just, just pay everybody. No, the money has to come from somewhere. And you raise a great point. They're having trouble they can't drag people into a lot of stadiums right now.
You got to fund it somehow here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We're in an era where people are just not going to games as much. We're talking about downsizing capacities at stadiums.
But I don't want to sound like I don't want to get too shrill in thinking this is all going to hell in a handbasket. I don't know that. We're in the very early stages of assessing it, right?
Yeah.
But you're going to look pretty closely at what Notre Dame pays, right?
Wow, I cannot wait to see the numbers on their defensive and offensive coordinators, specifically.
Well,
those guys.
And you're going to look pretty closely at what Oklahoma's paying. You'll know that because it's not private. You'll know what Oklahoma's paying, whoever they're... Yep. What Matt Campbell gets at Oklahoma.
Oh, is that your...
Is that
your hunch there, huh?
Yeah. I want to see what Matt Campbell gets at Oklahoma.
Yeah, we shall see. Great time. I'd say strange time. We are in bizarre times. If the COVID year wasn't bizarre enough, this is now bizarre where the money has gone.
Well, it's really bizarre when you think of it in the context of Frost making $4 million and it's seeming like nothing.
Seems like pocket change.
Yeah, it does.
And that seemed like a pretty large contract when you did it 4 years ago.
Yeah, $5 million.
Well, that's a lot. Look at Nebraska upping the ante. Now it's like, those guys are poor. Look at those poor idiots over there.
Nebraska upping the ante. That conversation changed fast.
Yeah, it sure did. Before we get to break, we have the opportunity to make people's holidays this year and every day from Beatrice Bakery. as we approach the Christmas holiday, I want to give Chris and the Baldwin Shop a little bit of a gift from us. Say we'll send them a package. They obviously have tough times ahead with coming with the with snow removal in the upcoming weeks and months ahead. So I want to make sure we give them our compliments here, courtesy of Beatrice Bakery. You can order your own cakes at beatricebakery.com. But today we will give ours to Chris and the Baldwin Shop. Thanks for being a loyal listener and supporting us. We want to support you this holiday season. When we come back, Robin Washington of Husker Online is up next. An early break in the ticket.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.